Spider-Man may be facing his toughest foe ever, the theater critic. Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, the $65 million musical with tickets at $150 a pop, doesn't officially open until March 15th, but it's been delayed so many times, in part due to injuries, that critics reviewed a preview show. Now, common wisdom says that Carrie, the musical, is the worst Broadway musical ever, but the New York Times says Spider-Man is a new contender, with cardboard sets that could be recycled for high school productions of Grease. Bam! The LA Times calls it a teetering colossus that can't find its bearings as a circus spectacle or a rock musical. Splat. And here's the Chicago Tribune. Spidey's foes look like a garish version of an outré presentation during Fashion Week. Kapow. Chris Jones is chief theater critic of the Chicago Tribune. So, Chris, what do you really think?
Well, it was a rough night, let's put it like that.
Yeah, well, we did notice, we looked at the pictures in the paper, and Spidey's costumes look just like the ones kids wear at Halloween. Where did the $65 million go?
Well, I think, you know, like as with a lot of new musicals, the problem is starts with the book. There's a lack of a coherent story behind the show. And without a coherent story, it's really everything else is for naught. I found that so curious because you'd think Spider-Man should be kind of an empowering figure, you know, this idea. Who would not like to walk up a building and save the world from villains? And there should be some joy behind it, but somehow that got lost in this incredibly convoluted new musical they've got there.
Well, director Julie Taymor is a creative genius. I mean, she brought us The Lion King, and you say there are a couple of moments where perspective is thrillingly thrown when you see the city from the top of a skyscraper.
Well, I think that's true. I think she is a creative genius. That's just not very evident here. And perhaps the deeper issue is what happens when really an avant-garde artist, an experimental artist, sort of finds themselves in the commercial arena with a property like Spider-Man, which really requires a simple book. In musicals, there's not a lot of room for a great deal of plot in many cases. Many of the greatest American musicals are actually very simple in structure. And really, you know, we all know the Peter Parker story in Spider-Man. It was just a question, really, of putting that on the stage, making us care about the main figure, making us feel something, and, you know, including some songs and some thrilling flying sequences. But really, unfortunately, Taymor sort of invents this character called Arachne of her own creation. This is a 8-legged spider that really sort of swallows up the show. Here's the main thing I think she didn't get, and that is that comic books are truthful. That they, you know, we all think of kapow, zap, all that stuff with a comic book, but in fact, comic book fans will tell you these are truthful narratives with emotional content, and that's what, for me anyway, this show missed.
Well, instead you get to see the harnesses when people fly. I thought they might have improved on that since Peter Pan. There's a geek chorus, a group of comic book fans that keep popping up.
Yes.
So there's disappointment, but also in reading these reviews, obviously, you want theater to succeed. When theater succeeds, you succeed. You know, your industry thrives. But is there a little bit of joy is the wrong word, but in how you are all getting to write about this?
Sort it's of Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude, right. Yeah.
Some people will probably not believe me, but I honestly didn't take any pleasure in any of this. I wish it had succeeded. It just was one of those shows that didn't work.
Well, it didn't work for the critics, but do you think kids are still going to want to flock to see the guy in the same outfit that they wear on Halloween?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. That the night I saw the show, there was a family behind me, and I heard the father say to the daughter, he said, "Now, if Spider-Man falls, you're going to have to catch him." It indicates, really, that the show has failed to transport people to its own world, that it somehow couldn't get out from under of the story of the show itself.
But did the audiences applaud at all? I mean, these poor actors, did they applaud at all?
Oh, they did. I mean, I don't think it's true to say that everybody sat there, you know, with their mouths open and running out of the theater screaming in horror. There were people that enjoyed it. And I think for some, the flying sequences are kind of cool.
Oh, I'd be wearing a helmet.
I think it has its moments, but it just doesn't work. It's fairly obvious to anybody that the show doesn't sort of have a cohesive story to it. And at the end of the day, we go to the theater for stories.
Chris Jones, chief theater critic of the Chicago Tribune. Chris, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size.